And good morning to Education 2.1 for another month. We've got Wayne Chalmers here, and I'm Carlos Ortega.
And thank you, good Carlos. Morning. How are you, buddy?
Good, good.
Oh, I wish I could say I'm good, but as you know, I'm hunched over here like an 80-year-old man. Don't have bad backs, people. Whatever you do, just don't get a bad back. Oh, Carlos. Hey, this is our last show for the year.
Yay. Oh. It's some holidays.
Holidays. Well, put your application in. I'll review it.
Oops, I forgot that. Oh, no. I have to come in now.
Oh, that's it. No, well, we made a decision that we won't get our show running into the end of December. That was a little pointless. So we'll kick off again at the end of January and get the school
Sounds
year
good.
Started off on that. Yeah, so it's really good. And as always, we've got a pretty jam-packed show, Carlos. It was quite a big week, well, besides me lying flat on my back in pain. Apart from that, it was a big week out there in education land with robotics.
Yes, there's then they had the nationals, or no, sorry, the locals competitions.
Yes,
in robotics.
The regionals, exactly.
And quite a few schools have been invited to go down to Sydney for the nationals.
Yes.
Some of them from our own area here.
I know, we'll be talking about that. That's, really exciting. Yeah. It's the first Lego League competition, but I have that penciled in a little bit down the track. We also have QUT Caboolture popping in again to have a quick talk about real decisions.
Sounds good.
It is. I mean, it's the time of year now where students, if you're making that pathway to university or even another pathway, which mightn't just be straight into uni, but it's good to know what options are out there. You know, it's a very stressful time for students and parents.
Especially now,
yeah.
End of exams and kids, the students don't know what they want to do.
Exactly. Well, it's a big question.
Yeah.
It really is. And in a world, as we always say here on Education 2.1, on a world that's changing constantly
very
and over
quickly.
The next 10 years, what degree are you meant to study?
Yep. Exactly.
Unless it's going to be a STEM area one, all the rest are open for grabs where it's going to change. So it'll be great to have that. And we've also got, along with the QUT talking about their real decisions, we love having student ambassadors coming on and talking about what it's like being from year 12, but also being at university and finding there. So we'll have a chat to Leanna as well from QUT. Then we're popping in to have a talk to some Redcliffe High representatives. They're a great supporter of our show as well. And they'll be talking about some of the enrolment issues.
Not issues, but
enrolment.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, the enrolment process that parents and students need to go through. Because, again, there's rules and regulations around a whole lot
That's
of enrolments
right, yep.
with catchment areas and different things.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work through that. As always, and he does this to me every time. Ash, you haven't texted back, buddy, but I'm assuming that...
Waiting for you. I got more viruses to clean on my computers.
That's
I need your help.
That Ash will be popping in. But I heard he bought a motorbike, so maybe he's off out there.
In the wind.
In the wind, cruising around. Well, hopefully he's got the headphones set going. And so that'll just about wrap up our show, our last one for the year. So it'll be good. And last month, Carlos, we had some great people on. We had my partner, Dr. Chris Chalmers, talking about robotics.
Lovely lady.
Very nice. Known her for a long time. Married 30 years.
You choose nicely.
Yeah. She's very patient and understanding. So we spoke about robotics, especially involved with the first Lego League, but also with Chris's work using one, the Lego Mindstorms, the EV3 kits that are very popular out there. They're a fantastic tool to be able to bring into classes and engage kids in STEM. So that was an insight that we really appreciated. And then we also had the principal, Catherine Waldron, from Humpybong State School.
Okay.
And talking about her application.
That was good.
It was, because in the independent public schools, it's the last year to be able to nominate. So bad luck, schools, if you're thinking about it. but a great opportunity. And it was a great learning for us to find out what that process is and what it means to parents and teachers and students. So that was great. And as always, we had Ash in there talking about viruses and different things. So that's, as always, very informative, very down to earth. So I think, for all you people who like to listen, that's the painkillers kicking in there. I'm going to be lucky
Take
to
a seat, Wayne. Take a seat.
Just laugh at me. Let's get our show for the last year started and kick it off with our favourite theme song, My Future's So Bright, I've Got to... Oh, just before Carlos, we do have Jasmine sitting in our studio very quietly. Jasmine is a Year 11 student from Radcliffe State High School and is doing some work experience down with your company.
Yep.
So we'll get Jasmine on to have a quick chat down the track once she sees there's no pressure and it's all fun.
What's it like to be a Year 11 student?
That's it. And she hasn't got grey hair, people, so it's not as stressful as we're told to believe.
I'm better looking than us two.
That's okay, not bad. Let's kick it into gear. Let's get the show started.
Let's go.
We are indeed. And Carlos was humming and singing along to that. It's one of his favourite songs. But it's just, as I say to all the time, people, have a listen to the lyrics. Written back in the late 80s, and they knew STEM was going to be kicking goals back then.
I wasn't born then. Maybe.
Don't make me laugh with my sore back, honestly. Gee, you're a cruel, cruel man. Okay, well, we'd like to welcome to the studio... We have Clive May, and Clive is the... Oh, I should have done the ladies first. Sorry, 21st century.
Yes,
anyway, so we'll do Clive.
Clive, step aside.
I'm a professional. I've started. We have Clive May from QUT Caboolture, and Clive is a career counsellor, and he's going to be answering, or, well, not answering because we don't have phone-ins, but he's going to be talking to us about real decisions for what it's like coming up to that very important time in a student's life, choosing the right subjects, the right career pathways. And the other guest that we do have is Liana Filicamo, who is from QUT Caboolture, and she is one of their fantastic student ambassadors who is doing a marketing and management degree, just finished her second year. Apparently, kick goals, straight sevens, top of the class.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's it. I got paid to say that. No, I didn't.
I'm feeling small right now.
And hopefully going to move into event management by the sound of it. So we'd get plenty of practice because, again, that's where we had our first Lego League competition. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to these two wise people about their experiences and that. But we'll get Clive up to the mic first. Clive, welcome to the show.
Morning, thank you.
And how's your day started?
Pretty good, pretty good. Nice drive down the Bruce to get to here. Beautiful day.
Can't get better. It is indeed. And now you're out at QUT Caboolture. How long have you been there, Clive?
I've been there for 3 years. I joined the team 3 years ago.
Fantastic. And your role there, just explain to our listeners, what do you do in a nutshell?
Yeah, as a career counsellor, I think there's usually three things that we're mainly doing, and one of them is around helping people to decide on what they're going to do for their careers, for their future careers. So we spend a lot of time talking to people, helping them navigate career pathways. That's a career counselling side of things. People are really interested in career advice, which maybe brings in to occupations, industries, what kind of information do they need to consider in terms of job prospects for a particular occupation. So we tend to spend a lot of time trying to help them to analyse the labour market, but also helping them think about the kind of person they are.
Ah, well, it is. It does fit so much, isn't it? If you don't know who you are, it's really hard to work out where you're going to go. And so, yeah, that's holistic approach. Because I can see here that we're coming into OPs being announced on the 17th of December.
Ooh, so that's early.
I know, it's scary. Our uni marks are getting released very soon as well, so it's always an interesting time to you just wait for the emails. Why did I get this? How come I didn't get this? Well, that's what we do. Very informative, very supportive. So what's any good advice about that side of things, what they should focus on coming up to those OPs or after the OPs there, Clive?
Number one thing, don't panic.
Good.
We're always saying don't panic. There are so many different pathways to get to where you want to get to. And we will, on the after the 17th, we will see so many parents, so many students, so many adults who maybe didn't get the result they were looking for. And we say to them, let's think about an alternative pathway to get to where you want to get to. So, for example, if somebody wanted to study law and they didn't get the high score they needed for law, we would look at getting them into a different program, a lower scoring program. And just so that you know, if you do any kind of program and you do that for 1 year, you will score a very high rank. The rank is actually a minimum of 94.
Oh,
if you do
right.
1 year of university in anything, you can get a score of 94. So that usually is high enough then to be able to move into the original plan. So we talk about having a backup. We talk about it's great to have a plan A. It's fantastic to have a plan B. Definitely don't panic.
That's good. And that's good advice because I'm sure that is something that parents and students aren't really aware of, that opportunity to go in, didn't get the right one, go into the next choice. I was going to say suck it up for the year, but learn for the year and then make that choice. Because life is a long time. And 1 year, all my three daughters who at uni or graduated all changed during their career at uni. So, yeah, it's... I did too. I did teaching and then went into business. So, life isn't a constant.
Mm-hmm.
Very good advice. Now, have we... What's his name? Barry? Oh, Barry. Sorry, I don't know. That's my brother's name. And do you think I can get that out? It's his birthday today. So if I do apologise about that, it just pops into my head. Clive, are there any events coming up that... for students to get that information?
Yep. So definitely QUT is running the Real Decisions event, and these events will be run at Gardens Point in the city and also at Caboolture, and I'll just check the date, the 22nd, so December the 22nd. Now, myself and Barry, or either myself and Barry as the career counsellors, will be staffing both events. So people who come and see us will have somebody on hand to talk in great detail about their plans and their ideas, maybe their woes if they didn't get the score that they were looking for. But it's a great opportunity for people to come along, if they have got the score they wanted, just to confirm the plans, the thoughts they have about what they want to study at university. If they haven't got the score that they really wanted, that's where we go into plan B mode. That's where we look at alternatives. I'm sure we will be able to come up with an alternative plan to help them get back on track to where they wanted to get to. Both of those events are also staffed by other university members, university staff, so they'll get to talk to people within the faculty, they'll get to talk to student support services, so it's a fantastic occasion to get advice and help and information that's really going to help them prepare for university.
It is indeed, it is. I've been to a few of those and they are great. I mean, there's nothing like talking to real world people that you can, you can read the brochure, you can pop to the websites and read all that, and that's great. I mean, it gives you, but to be able to have a chat and ask those questions that come to you and pop into your head and you go, yes. And speaking of those real-world decisions, we might bring Leanna up to the microphone now. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. The and yourself, uni's finished now?
Oh, I've actually started a summer unit, so I'm back studying again over the break.
3 months off. That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not wrong. I used to love the 3 months off. Oh, these conscientious people. So decide, we'll unpack first, just do a little bit of a background before we get into the hard-hitting journalism stuff we do here on Education 2.1 on 99.7 Bridge FM, your best community radio station. The Leanna, tell us your journey from Year 12 into marketing and management. What was the driver?
So while I was at school, I did a graphic subject, and a part of that subject, we got to do a lot of business and marketing activities. Some of them were like designing logos, marketing for a business, that sort of thing. I found out it was something I was really good at, something I really enjoyed doing, and sort of figured, oh, well, why don't I make this more of a career type thing? Actually study something that's going to help me get into that, and then, yeah, ended up at QUT.
Oh, cool. And are you local out Caboolture Way?
No, I'm actually from the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, we've got a Sunshine Coast person. Good to see. Good to see. Oh, no, we pull people from everywhere at QUT. So how's the transition from school to uni been?
I found it really, really great. So I came from quite a small high school. I was at St. John's College in Nambour. And then coming down to QUT Caboolture, it's more tight-knit campus than what the city is. And I found the transition really, really good. And going straight from school into university also sort of helped me a bit. I don't think I would have kept studying if I took too long of a break.
I know. I mean, and our daughters were the same. We said, there is no gap year. There's a gap year.
Yeah.
You know, you go out and start working and start pulling in money, I can guarantee you when you want to give that money up, you won't want to. And then you do it part-time and work. So suck it up, move straight into uni, get it done and dusted, then go and have your gap year.
So
good. And some of the highlights then, because I, as people know from the station, I teach in tutor in at QUT in their business faculty in marketing. What's your favourite area of marketing?
That's a hard one.
Always is.
We did a subject called marketing, planning and management, and we get to go and design a business for Qtopia, which is...
Yes, my daughter's just finished that one.
Yeah, our own little sort of marketing city at Gardens Point. And I really enjoyed that subject. We got to make our own business, all of our own logos, actually sell a product.
It's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah, really liked it.
And I'm going to put you on the spot. What was your product?
We had really decadent milkshakes. Like, we served them with Oreos and Nutella and strawberries, all piled up with goodness.
Yes. Lovely. Lovely. I'd be there in a second.
I miss uni.
It works really well. Oh, very good. So you're now entering your third year. Is it a four-year degree you're doing, a double, or is it going to be finished in three?
So it'll be finished in three. So everything going on track, I'll graduate end of next year.
Oh, fantastic. fantastic.
Yeah.
And
might be able to put her on over here, employ her.
Yeah, we.
You get paid nothing.
Oh, that's it. That's fun. We're always looking for marketing volunteers to help the station. Yes. Well, in fact, Carlos, I'll say it now. I'll double that
from what you're getting paid.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. So yeah, it works very well. What is the driver, or like the reasoning behind doing a summer unit?
Oh, I actually did an internship last semester and a project subject, so I didn't do as many academic courses at once because I didn't want to overload my plate. So I'm just doing it over summer so I don't delay my course finishing another 6 months. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, I did internship with Caloundra Music Festival up on the Sunshine Coast doing media and marketing stuff for them.
Oh, you would have learned a lot there.
Yeah, good fun as well.
Oh, yes, yeah, you've got to make fun. Now, you've attended the career days. What's your experience about there if mums and dads are thinking of going?
So I attended Real Decisions in grade 11 and grade 12. Grade 11 was more getting a feel for what university actually is, because I sort of always knew I wanted to go, but in grade 11 hadn't quite decided what I really wanted to do.
Grade 11.
And then in grade 12, I'd set my mind on business. I'd applied for it through QTAC, and I took my parents along with me, because one of the things I was sort of worried about was how am I going to afford uni and all the textbooks and that sort of thing. And the days that they put on, there's all seminars about HECS loans and financial support and student support. And you also get to meet student ambassadors, which is what I'm doing now, and I got to talk to them about what their life's actually like as a uni student. So
that's
really good insight into what I should be expecting when I come up to uni and that sort of thing. And my parents were a lot more at ease with the whole idea because I'm the first one in my family to go. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Exciting. Yes, it is exciting. And it's a game changer.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Well, Carlos, have we got some sponsorships we've got to head to? Then we might kick into a song and then we'll come back and finish off with our great guests from PUT Caboolture.
Sounds good. And we're back again.
Back in the
2.1.
Thank you very much, Carlos. 99.7 Bridge FM. This is Education 2.1, our last show for the year. 10 shows, Carlos. It's been absolutely
I'm
a trip.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, you are?
I need a holiday.
Oh, we do. Oh, well.
Please approve it.
We are. Like I said, get the paperwork in. Oh, all righty. We're here with Clive and Leanna from QUT Caboolture. Clive is the career counsellor up there and is here talking about the big decisions, the real decisions that students, mums and dads have to make coming up to that end of the year, QTAC, OP scores. So, Clive, if we get you back up to the mic for a second, we'll just check on the last bit of advice we need to give mums and dads and students and teachers as well about what's coming up for the events, where they can get access to some great knowledge.
Okay. So in terms of getting information, knowledge, access to lots of fantastic staff who can help answer those questions, I'll just confirm again the Real Decisions event will be on the 20th. It's actually Tuesday the 20th of December. So the Gardens Point event will be from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And then the Caboolture Campus event locally will be from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock. So lock it in your diaries, come and see us, come and talk to us, come and throw lots of questions at us. We love answering questions. Just something else, we like to talk about starting points, and there are some fantastic websites, as you can imagine, out there. Yes. Just a quick plug for one that we find really incredibly useful. There's something called the Good Universities Guide, within the Good Universities Guide, there is a great link called Career Search. And if you go on there, you can find just about every occupation you can imagine. The reason why we find it useful is because when you look at the occupation, it tells you all about the work, but it also tells you what the career pathways are.
Oh,
so
good.
It tells you in great detail what certificates do you need, what diplomas do you need, which degrees do you need, which institutions do you need to study. It is a fantastic starting point for anybody that's thinking about a particular career or a particular occupation.
Oh, thank you so much. Valuable information.
Very good.
Very good. And Leanna, if we can just ask you as a parting question, I know you've still got 1 year to go and a little bit of summer school. When it's all over, you've passed, what's next?
Hopefully event management or some sort of graduate program, get my foot in the door somewhere, either marketing or management, sort of what I want to get into. So
no,
fingers crossed.
No, that's just it, working that's here. It.
Well, if you do get a reference from 99.7 Bridge FM as a hardworking intern, oh, sky is the limit.
The fortune.
Yeah, you write your own paycheck. Yeah, because they all bounce. No, stop that. Okay, well, thank you very much, Leanna.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
in.
You.
And, as usual, we do have Emma, who's been so supportive over there in the corner. Oh, we have to extend our time because Emma just doesn't stop talking. It's so hard. Anyway, guys, thanks very much for coming on. Have a great event coming up for your real decisions. That'll be fantastic. And we look forward to catching up to you in 2017. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you.